And Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to go till Hilchos Chanukah, starting next week till after Chanukah. So again, the shaila that we left off with was if you're having a medication that has a good flavor. And if Yankov asked me afterwards, what about Tums or Kedoma? You have medications that actually have a good flavor. They make it very, very palatable. Is there any chash to make a bracha on such a thing? So, based on the way we were being makif to Inyan in general, I came out that there will be no bracha, but I want to share with you a svar from Rav Shlomo Zalman. And from there, we'll try to build what the halacha should be over here. Rav Shlomo Zalman talked about interesting tzad that you should make a bracha on a sweet medication. I'll tell you what his svar is, I'll tell you why potentially that should be the case, and lamaisa, why possibly that wouldn't the halacha lamaisa be the case. We were talking about a diabetic, right? We've been seeing you as the shaila. Somebody has an instant hezek from eating the food. I'm not talking about like a person has a general health issue that they're eating food that's not good for them. That avadi make a bracha. We explained why. But what happens if somebody has an instant bad effect? They have a sugar spike. So I said over there, Taka, for sure, according to Reb Kivegal, the svara would be l'chayra that there shouldn't be a bracha. On the other hand, we would dan could be a goes by Roiv Olam. What would Roiv Olam effect? What would their effect be from such a food? Actually, Rabbi Sapperstein told me a big chiddush he saw in the Chashukei Chemet from Ibitzi Zilberstein that he brought down at Pesheim Rav Yashiv. He's going to find where it was so the Olam could look it up. That Rav Shlomo Zalman held that a diabetic, that Rav Yashiv held that a diabetic, that Taka has a sugar effect. Interesting chiddush from Rav Yashiv. Once I see it, I'm going to tell you what I think. I have a whole mahalach, bracha achorinah should be totally different. But he said over from Rav Yashiv, that Rav Yashiv held a bracha rishonah you make. Listen to this chap. A diabetic sits down, he takes a cup of Coke or a piece of cake. Bracha rishonah, Rav Yashiv held he makes. Because the bracha rishonah you chayiv even on a mashu. A mashu is not mazikim. One drop. Also, lehonis min ha'olam bli bracha. So one drop, that's already mazikim. That's not mazikim. Mashen kein, the bracha achrayin is on a shir, that's mazikim. So no bracha achrayin. Bracha rishonah, yeah? Bracha achrayin not. So I have my thoughts on it. I don't want to even share any thoughts until I see more of the svara of what's behind it, but that's what Rabbi Sapperstein remembers seeing from the Chashukei Chemet. Okay, so that makes sense. That's in the sugya. Okay? So that's where the Chashukei Chemet is. So we'll look it up, and then we'll be mefalpel. This will be after Chanukah. We'll be mefalpel about the svar of Bracha Achrayna. Whether there should be a difference for Bracha Rishayna and Bracha Achrayna, Mitzvah Hashem will deal with that shaila. But the svara that we were trying to bring out was that we have to break it up to categories. See, the Rambam holds you make a bracha on Shemen Zayis. Shaku. Also Paskin the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah Shrais Chavakayim. That's mazik, you should make a bracha at all. The Rambam is very strange because the simple interpretation of the Rambam would be good it's mazik you, but you're having anah. That would be the simple, right? Problem is that the Rambam himself says the reason why you don't make Eitz is because you're not nene. That's why you're making bracha. Meaning, the Pasha Pshat, how would you learn the Rambam? It's taka true, it's mazik you. Right? But lemaisa, b'shas maisa, you're having anah. So you make a bracha. But the Rambam then says, the reason why you don't make Eitz is because you're not having this hanor from the Shemen. From the Tam HaShemen. This is Pshat Rambam. That's a pillar. I'm a chapel. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Uchaz Brochas, he paskins like the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, that no bracha is made on, if you have plain oil, you don't make a bracha b'chlal. And he explains that avade, The reason why you don't make a brocha is because there's no ano. Vashem and ain mevorchen al avoy priyes kishesei levadoi, kivon sheu mazik leguf, ve'enoi nene klal b'shtiyosei. The ain levorch brichas anenim klal al shtiya kazu. Elam kain, irvo meze mashke, be'inye shenenim imen. Ve'ena mazik. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out that there's no bracha here because you're not having ano. It's very strange what the Rambam means. I would simply interpret the Rambam that the Rambam l'chora means that otu b'shut fini askinan. The guy's not a shaita. If he's a total shaita, he's potter from kol haterekula. What's he drinking it for? He has a reason. He does want to have the oil. He does want to consume the oil. Right? That's the metzias. Elamai, he's not getting epismiyuchadika maila from the tam shem and zayas. He's just getting a maila from drinking. So after I'm going to make a shakel. You're not getting Tano Hashem and Zayas. The Maila, that's why it's degraded. Avada, you're taking it to Avano. You're taking this, you're not a shut, or to Peshut for Niaskinen. If you're not taking it for Ano Bechlau, so you're a shaita. Somebody asks you, why are you drinking it? Do you want it? No. So why are you drinking it? I don't know. So you tell them, you put them out to call it Hercule. You're a shaita. Which is what the Achronim asked. The Beis Yosef talks about this as well. Or to Bishut Fini Askin. Was he an idiot? Teretz says, for some reason he wants to drink this. But the Rambam is saying, you're not having the Hanoh of Shem and Zayas, you're not having. The Hanoh, the flavor that thing has, you're not having. So Elamai, you're having a drink. It's degraded in the Ilchus Brachas because you don't have the full-fledged Hanoh of Shem and Zayas. That's the Shita Saramba. Now, the Ritva says that the reason why you don't make a bracha on Shem and Zayas, interesting, different than Rashi, not because it's mazik your body, because you mazik the oil. If you look at the Lashon of Ritva, but it's very interesting. He says that, which l'chayru, who cares that you mazik the oil? I'm having ano. The Ritva doesn't even say it's being mazik you. The Ritva says that if you drink it the way it is, you don't make a bracha because you're mazik. It's mazik. Pirish mafsir hashemen v'choshuv ki mazik v'loy chashivo ano klal. And then he shifts off and it's not called ano. It's not called ano. Is it ano? It's not ano. And if it's not ano because it's mazik, you should tell me that. He's not saying that. It's going to be mazik to oil. What does mazik to oil have to do with this? The whole thing makes no sense. What's Pshat? I think that the Pshat in the Ritva is very simple. The Pshat in the Ritva is, it reminds me of a story I had during COVID. I went to a simcha, and there was a guy in my neighborhood, a wonderful guy. He's very big into wines. So he had a wine that was mamish, you know, $1,800 a bottle. This bottle's worth $1,800. Sometimes he comes to me with a bottle of wine, he'll tell me how much the wine cost, and I tell him, for me to make a l'chaim on this wine is mamish bal tashchus. I have zero hanah. I don't like wine b'chlal. I don't enjoy wine. I have it on Purim, I have it dalt kaisis. Does it does. And Shabbos, I mix a mash of wine with my grape juice to make it up. I don't enjoy wine. I just don't enjoy it. And the more expensive the wine is, the less I enjoy it. The more the wine tastes like grape juice, the more I enjoy it. Sweet, cheap wine. You know, cream malaga, they're cheap. The reason why I like it, it tastes just like grape juice. The more the drier and fatukin, $5,000 bottle of wine, I can't stand it. That mamish feels bal tashchus. But you can't do it. A guy comes home, he says, this is an $1,800 bottle, it's a $3,600 bottle. What right does Rudinsky have to flush this guy's $3,000 bottle down the toilet? So this same guy, during COVID, he told me, those wines he doesn't use during COVID because his taste has gotten compromised. He says, Mamish, I'm destroying a bottle of wine. He understood what I was saying. He said, I understand the rov now. Because when I drink the wine now, I probably have the same time that you have from it. And it's not destroying the wine. So what the Ritva is saying is that Shemen Zayas is so not a drinkable oil the way it is, that it's not, if somebody does it, it's like they're damaging the oil. Somebody would say, what is the guy doing? You would say, oh, he's drinking oil. He's destroying the oil. So it's not called Derech HaNobachla. It's nothing more than Mazik Esayai, Es Hashem. And Memela, it's not called Shtir. Memela ain't Zenene Klal. Because that's what it is. The bottom line is, in order to be Chayiv Abrich Sanenim, you have to at least be called you're engaged in eating. You have to be called Kiveg, you're scrutinizing Derech Achila, but it has to be at least, the person would say, this guy's eating. Okay, he's eating something that I don't normally eat. He's eating. The Ritva says, this is not called eating. He's addressing the Rambam. You're not eating. You're being mazik as a yayin. We describe this action as mazik. We don't even describe it as eating, which is why by truma, you only pay the keren and you don't pay the keren. You're not called eichel as a truma. You're mazik as a yayin. You're not called engaged in eating. In order to be chayiv a birchas hanenim, you have to be called that you engaged in eating. That's what you were doing. You were engaged in eating. You weren't engaged in eating b'chlal. It's b'chlal not called eating. That answers Kivega's kasha from May Paris. Maybe Paris are not aiming to squeeze out the liquid. And maybe we would even call that the not normal way of benefiting from the apple. But the bottom line is when you squeeze the apple, you make apple juice and you drink it, you're not called mazik as a juice, you're called drinking the juice. On that you make a brocha. The whole process, Bimei Chazal, was unordinary. True, but now you're called drinking. We're not calling you mazik as a yayin. We'll call you shoyse as a yayin. Now you're shoyse. You're drinking the juice. And mamele, you make a brocha. By shemen, it's so off the charts, nobody drinks this for that. Anybody would look at you and say you're damaging the oil. Mamele, it's not a ma'aseh shtiyah. And that is no brocha. That's why the Ritva says there's no brocha b'chol. Now let's go to medications. Lefi ani yizdaiti, this is the yisoid gadol, the difference between a medication and oichlam u'mashkim that you drink for refuah. Taka, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Toysus right there in Lamed Vov, says that if somebody is having a food for refuah purposes, Toysus says, you make a bracha. As long as you're having anoha, you make a bracha. Now he says, even though you're only having it for refuah, I wouldn't eat this if not for a food. It's true. But I'm engaged in eating. My motivation to eat is because I need it for a food, not because I'm hungry. That would be like somebody's drinking for social reasons. There are plenty of people who do that. They drink for social reasons. I mean, I'm not thirsty now, and that's why I don't want to drink wine now, but it's socially, I want to be a cool person. Right? So I'm drinking for some. You make a bracha. You don't care what your motivation is. So, if your motivation is for a fuyeh, the halacha is you still make a bracha because you're drinking. Doesn't have to be, I'm drinking because I want to have anor. You're drinking and you're having anor, the two got married, you have to make a bracha. But, if you have a food, if you have a product, that its whole definition is, it's a medication. It's a trufa. Nobody eats this. Nobody would say you're engaged in eating. They're saying you're eating a food, you're consuming a tablet that they made should be edible. You should be able to consume it. But nobody eats this as a food. So you're not engaged in eating. You're taking a tum, you're not eating a tum. You're taking a tum. You're consuming a tum because that's the only reason you're taking it. So that's why I have to share with you something Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, that the Shemir Shabbos brings B'Shem Rosh Shlomo Zalman. He says like this, if somebody has a trufa that tastes good, you make a bracha. Okay, that would be like a food, kilo. In other words, even if you had a plant that's consumable, that has a flavor, that you have anor when you eat it, that means the whole trufa is, the whole medication that you're taking, medication, it's all consumable. But what happens if you have a product that is like most medications today, the actual active ingredient that's giving you whatever cure you need is not tasteful, but they add time to it. That's usually the case. You understand? Whether it's cough drops, whether it's Tums, the active ingredient, or lactate pills, that whatever the active ingredient here is not something that you're having anor from. They mix it with something to make that you should have anor while you're taking the thing which has no anor. So l'chayra over there, what would be the halach? So he says, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchos. This is in Perek Mem, Ois Pei Dalet. He says that if you have a trufa sa'asuyas that's made like with something that's not edible, va'atrufa atzma mora, elo shemu'ura bo davar masayk, nira de lo yivarech. Why? Sha'arei utofa l'ikr. The sweetness, right? What's good here is a tuffle. The ikr, what I'm eating, is the medication, the active ingredient. The active ingredient is not sweet, doesn't have anor. Elamai, they added some consumable sweet thing here, so I should enjoy it when I swallow it. That's a tuffle. He says like this, Shamati mihagashaz, I heard from Rishlam Izaman, she tochen, it's possible. The kivon she'en mevorach klal al ikar mevorach shapar al tof. Interesting song. It's true. The only reason they added this flavor is to make it consumable. So the flavor is really a tofel. It's a tofel. And I'm having it just for the cure. Memela l'chara should be parted from a bracha. But as we explained many times, the tofel needs a bracha. It's just that the tuffle gets up the patot with the bracha of the ikel. Here there's no bracha on the ikel. There's no bracha on the ikel. Maybe you have to make a bracha on the tuffle. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's. Now, he doesn't paskin like that. He says that he said maybe. Maybe this would be a svara to make a bracha. Based on what I'm telling you now, this wouldn't be a svara that would actually work. Why? Because by medvar mamurim, that mevorach al ikr poiter satovel is only if you made a bracha on the ikr. We spoke about this by the sugar. When you add sugar to the coffee, right? After you made a bracha on the coffee and you thought you weren't going to have sugar, you added sugar. You made a bracha on the coffee, you thought you weren't going to have milk, you added milk. We spoke about the whole shiloh. Do you have to make a bracha? Don't you have to? Because you never made the bracha on the ikr to potter the tovel. That's different. Because there, I'm consuming now the product that I'm eating, the cup of coffee I'm having, is a food. I'm having it as a food. Every bit of this food needs a bracha. So there, the sugar in it needs a bracha. It's because the sugar is being taken as a food with the coffee, which is a food. So then, if I never had a bracha on the ikar, the pot or the tofu, perhaps I need another bracha. But here, the syrup that got sweetened with this sugar or whatever it is, the whole thing is not being consumed as a food. And memela, it's better than mevorach al ikur poiter satofel. Mevorach al ikur poiter satofel is where I'm having an ikur as a derech achila. I'm having a tofel as derech achila. The whole thing, I'm eating it together as a derech achila. Then I need to come on that the broch on the ikur patos the tofel. But here, the tofu I'm not having b'chlal as an achila. And the whole world, nobody has this as an achila. In this, the way it is, in its current form, it's only taken for a food. LMI, it's taken, not only that, if you took a reverse of this, you'd end up in the hospital. Be mazik you too. It's not b'chlal being taken derech shti or derech achila. So that's why we feel in his deity no bracha is made. In order to make a bracha on a refuah, it would have to be that the refuah be'etzem is consumable for its own purposes. You're rather taking it for refuah. But I'm taking something which is a consumable, edible food as a food. It's a food. It's a food product. And now, if somebody eats sweet paper, he doesn't make a bracha. Again, would anybody in the world consume this as a food or not? If the answer is yes, then you have to make a bracha. That's why I said a Ricola, you have to make a bracha. It's a sucking candy. I'm taking it only because I have a sore throat. Yeah, but I'm taking it as a sucking candy. In the Velt, they would take this as a sucking candy. I take Ricolas as a sucking candy. What? That's what I'm saying. It's very, the threshold of making a bracha has to be you're taking it as a food. Now, could be your motivation to take it, this food, is for a foyer. That's fine. But it has to be that be'etzim, it's an oichel. Here what I'm telling you is it's not an oichel, just like you all understand that if somebody told you you have to swallow this paper for a foyer, and boom, the paper is coated with something that has a good taste. I'm chewing paper. I don't make a bloch. I am feeling a sweetness. But that sweetness is also not an oichel. It's a piece of paper. It's a sweet piece of paper. A sweet piece of paper, you don't make a bracha. You understand? Because you're not eating. Okay. Avada. How does anybody have prunes to sell? Prune juice.